More than 30 health organizations have developed a statement which claims HIV transmission can be eradicated by 2025. The organizations are asking the federal government to support it because it will save lives. I spoke with professor in HIV epidemiology at the Kirby Institute from the University of New South Wales, Andrew Grulich, about the statement and if 2025 is an achievable time frame.
The Australian Federation of AIDS Organisation convened a group of experts led by myself in HIV prevention, HIV testing, treatment and stigma, with the aim of putting together a package to increase investment in prevention and to get to the elimination of HIV by 2025.
And do you believe this is an achievable target on eliminating HIV in Australia?
So look, it is a highly ambitious target, but we have the tools. Over the last 5 years, we've developed really broad-scale availability of HIV prevention tools that are nearly 100% effective. So the two main new players on the block are HIV treatment as prevention, and that's sometimes called undetectable equals untransmittable. So HIV treatment now reduces the virus by so much that a person on effective HIV treatment does not pass on the HIV virus sexually. And the second part of that is pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP, which is one pill once a day, which is, again, almost 100% effective in preventing HIV. So we have the tools, and we also have experience in beginning to implement these, and particularly in the centres of our large cities like Sydney and Melbourne, we're seeing enormous declines in HIV in gay and bisexual men. And what we need now is countrywide implementation and countrywide reductions in HIV.
The statement from the Federation, along with this other health organization, is divided into four tasks. So the first one is prevention. What tasks is this statement promoting to prevent HIV? What's the core of this task?
Prevention is multifaceted. We still have condoms, but the big new player on the block here is PrEP, one pill once a day to prevent HIV. And so the ask here of the federal government is to provide money to community organisations to build understanding and education about PrEP so people are more likely to use it. And then critically, to enable anybody in Australia who could benefit from PrEP to access it. And most particularly, this would include recently arrived people from overseas who don't have Medicare. We strongly believe that everybody needs to be able to access PrEP on public health grounds.
Now, on the next tax treatment, what's the current situation about it? What's the best treatment available in Australia? And what's the plan here onwards?
We have taken amazing strides forward in treatment. So well over 90% of people diagnosed with HIV in Australia currently are on treatment, which is fantastic. We believe we need to get that higher because treatment stops transmission. And the aim under this proposal is to get 98% of people on treatment. So critically, again, this needs to be for everybody and not just people with Medicare cards. So again, people who are newly arrived in Australia who are not yet permanent residents need free access to HIV treatment.
Now, the section of testing is the cheapest one because it's already implemented, or from what I understand, but also there are two models that it will depend on an agency. Why is this the cheapest one?
The investments that are needed may be relatively inexpensive, but testing is one of the most important areas in this whole area, because if people are not diagnosed through being tested, then they're not going to be on treatment and they're going to be likely to be unknowingly pass on HIV. So we need to make access to treatment easier for people.
Now, and the last one, stigma, which is the section or the task that will take most money out of the $53 million in the next 4 years. Why is this tax so important to eliminate and eradicate HIV?
Stigma has been, if you like, somewhat ignored over the years. And the issue is that unless people know about HIV and they're confident and not fearful about it, they'll tend to avoid being tested, avoid seeing treatment. This is a real problem, particularly with some migrant groups in Australia who come from more socially conservative backgrounds, where fear of HIV and shame about homosexuality is really high. So we feel a lot of work is required to reduce levels of stigma.
What has the federal government said about this statement or this work that all these organizations are doing, including the Kirby Institute? And do you think it will commit to the agenda?
So the federal government in Australia has been very committed to an HIV response for more than 20 years now, and it's a real tribute to the Australian governments. And we've done really well by world standards. There's no doubt we're one of the world leaders. Through this agenda, though, we're wanting to push this one step forward and to say, this is an infectious disease. We need a response, just like COVID. When we leave some of it, when some people still have COVID, the problem's not over. This is about ending HIV transmission and finishing the job.
That was Professor Andrew Grulich from the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute.